Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and we've got a guest coming back for the second time on the program, Dylan Larson. Dylan, can you explain what you do at Intel?
Yeah, I'm the Director of Technology Initiatives in the Server Platforms Group. We look at a number of technology areas like virtualization, high-performance I/O, power management, ways to make the data center more efficient and solve end-user problems.
What are the primary focus points for your team, and what are you driving in the market?
I guess simply, we're saying there's areas around power management, looking at improving high-performance I/O, as well as looking at ways to drive improvements in the virtualization technology that we've talked about. All of those things kind of coming together to deliver new levels of efficiency and operational support for the data center.
What is the transfer point in terms of market adoption to virtualization 2.0, and where do you expect it to be in a year from now?
When we talked last time, virtualization 2.0 was really kind of an emerging space. The vision, though, is not stopped there, and we're continuing to see more and more focus on virtualization 2.0 emerging to the sort of its next generation.
And what does the next generation look like?
I think the next generation looks more and more like this cloud computing concept and more of a cloud architecture of saying, regardless of the business model, what everyone kind of looks at is saying, I want to be able to manage my infrastructure in a way that is very fluid and the way to move workloads around very, very easily and quickly, even be able to move workloads from one physical data center to another or even to a service provider outside your firewall. So really looking at ways to kind of take that workload mobility we talked about in 2.0 and move it into an even more flexible architecture.
So if we look at virtualization technology and where it is today and where it needs to go to create this vision of the enterprise cloud, where is Intel investing both in terms of its product development and in its work with the ecosystem?
I think today we're looking very much at improving the performance of virtualization at the sort of base level. You just have to be able to, one, move in and out of these virtualized states as quickly as possible. So we talk about lowering virtualization latency. It's been a big focus for us. At the next level, we said we really need to focus on that networked I/O component, which is how do we make sure that we have flexible virtualized compute and network infrastructure? And what we've looked at there is we've said, how can we utilize technology at the network layer to, one, improve the flexibility, and then technology around just accelerating the network virtualized performance, which is technology we call VMDQ, or virtualization technology for connectivity. And then going forward, I think what we'll look at is the way we work with the industry is how do we set these appropriate meters or analysis of the workloads at the server level so that we can be able to communicate that kind of information when you're moving a workload to a new server. Can that server satisfy the compute demand? And if so, make the migration. If it doesn't, look for another server that can.
Now, if we turn our focus onto energy efficiency, when you look at the investment that Intel is making, both in the microprocessor design as well as in integrating discrete technologies like Node Manager, is the end game in terms of energy efficiency for this enterprise cloud all about instrumentation, or is there something else at play?
The thing about instrumentation, which I think is a very important point, is it's great to be able to have this autonomous control, and we can take it to a certain level, but you can only take it so far. The idea with Node Manager and instrumenting the platform for power analysis and power management is really about saying, let's make it more deterministic. Let's give the IT manager the ability to manage the power, not just at the system level, but at the rack level. And from that perspective, it's very much about instrumentation, saying, how do I, one, communicate what I want the platform to do, what I want the server to do? What does the operating system do, knowing that I'm making that change? A lot of it comes down to some standards around power management called ACPI. But we've really taken that to a new level with technology like Node Manager, which delivers firmware and out-of-band control that allows the data center manager to extract that to a rack-level control of the system versus just controlling one server at any point in time.
Now, I know that many server vendors have delivered products that feature instrumentation control of power. What is the complete picture of the ecosystem for this particular area of innovation?
I think the complete picture is about instrumentation, so knowing what the processor is capable of, and not just the processor, but the power supply, the other components in the system. And the next level is about saying, okay, how do I expose that information to an external control point, the management console from the server's perspective? And then we'll work with our OEM customers who have solutions in this space and also third-party consoles that have solutions in this space to help them take advantage of this low-level instrumentation and control function and deliver it to a rack level or a data center level with group policies to be able to do just a much more deterministic control of the power consumption or power draw of these individual servers.
Thank you very much for being here today, Dylan. It's been very informative.
Great. Thank you very much.